This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1571. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded June 29th, Alaska, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Diego Garcia, Egypt, Eritrea, Germany, Guam, Italy, Kiribati, Lebanon, Malaysia, Mauritania, Micronesia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Peru, Saipan, Solomon Islands, Sri Lanka, Switzerland, UK, USA, Venezuela, non-unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Our big news this week, World of Radio, may now be heard on the powerful frequencies of WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, Thursdays at 2100 UT on 9479, and UT Sundays at 0400 on 5755. In Central Time, that's Thursdays at 4 p.m., and Saturdays at 11 p.m. Many thanks to George McClintock for making this possible. Of course, we'll be glad to hear from listeners all over the world about reception on these two new frequencies. Also a reminder of our new time on WBCQ, 7415, Thursdays at 2130. Also on WBCQ, 5110, UT Mondays at 0300. That's the Area 51 program where Larry Will has inserted World of Radio because Pirates Week has gone into dry dock, according to Ragnar. He's put the program on hiatus. And another very slight change to the World of Radio schedule. Brian Clark in New Zealand points out that on WWRB, we are 1 kilohertz higher than before. They've shifted up to 5051, perhaps to escape interference, including UT Fridays at 0330 for World of Radio. June 29th until sign-off at 12:59 UT, I was getting a very good signal of an American religious program in English on 11870. So good, at first I thought it was WYFR, but then I realized it was KNLS in Alaska, the 12 to 13 UT broadcast in English on 11870. It never occurred to me that it could be that, because until now they never had such a good signal here. S. Handler in Illinois was also getting this broadcast with a good signal 1 week earlier, reported to the NASFA flash sheet. Ron Howard in California reports that as of June 27th, Aussie Radio is not closed down yet for a reported move of their transmitter site. Also heard with outstanding propagation June 25th at 1314 on 5050, parallel to 3210, with pop and country songs. David Sharp in New South Wales heard Radio Australia on an unlisted frequency, 6115, and furthermore, the audio was mixing with the ABC Domestic Service Radio National. Heard both on June 10th and 11th. Time was at 0916 UT on the 11th. It's not clear what caused this. From São Paulo, Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich reports Bolivia's Radio Patria Nueva on 6025. June 25th, for a few minutes before and after 1000 UT, with romantic Andean music, time pips at the hour top, mentioning the Primera Feria Nacional Agrícola, ads and more Andean music. They refer to Patria Nueva y Radios Comunitarias, La Voz del Pueblo. Easier to pick up outside of Bolivia is Radio Santa Cruz. We have several reports of it with a much better signal than usual. From Illinois, Ralph Perry reports it June 22nd at 0931 on 6134.81. He says a terrific signal the last few days. Perhaps they've tuned up the transmitter. He also heard it in the evening at midnight 55 UT with Latin American pop music and a clean ID at 0100. Manuel Mendez in Spain heard it June 23rd at 2255 to 2330. Quite a weak signal, but he was able to get an ID and also some romantic Latin American songs. In the NASFA group, Don Jensen in Wisconsin said Radio Santa Cruz had an absolutely smashing signal UT June 25th until sign-off at 0106. In fact, it was equal to Cuba on 5025. In São Paulo, Brazil, Rudolf Grimm reports an excellent signal on 6135, June 25th at 2316, with references to Santa Cruz. In Florida, Chuck Boland measured it on 6134.822, June 29th at midnight 10, not very strong, but clear. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal had heard the northernmost Brazilian Radio Roraima, which varies above 4878, but using a different name or slogan, identified by Fabricio A. Silva in the Rádio Escutas Group Brazil as Rádio Retro, R-E-T-R-O. Rogildo Fontenelle Aragão in Bolivia also agrees that's what they're saying. It could be the name of a program or a relay of an FM station. In Pleiadix, Acker Peterson in Denmark measured this Boa Vista station on 4878.41, June 20th, before and after 2300 UT. And Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard them signing off with national anthem until 0403, June 25th, on 4878.50. It's such a low-power station with 100 watts you might not notice, but Harold Sellers in British Columbia says CFVP Calgary 6030 has been off the air. He received this from the engineer June 22nd. The transmitter has been turned off for the past month because of a flooding issue at our antenna, but as soon as the water level drops, hopefully soon, we will turn it back on. Radio Canada International is yet another station making some cutbacks. In the Rádio Escutas group, Eric Tamberg in Brazil says their Portuguese service, Canadá Direto, on the weekends is being reduced from 60 to 30 minutes. The same is happening to El Castor Mensajero in Spanish, the Messenger Beaver mailbag, according to what Marcos in Curitiba, Brazil heard, 30 minutes instead of 1 hour. Some Canadian news. April Yaman tells us that her local station, CBE, 1550 AM in Windsor, Ontario, announced on their afternoon program that they would officially switch to FM 97.5 on the 1st of July. However, it appears they'll be simulcasting both AM and FM until September. In WTFDA, Bill Heppern in Ontario forwards an item from the Global Network website that they're in the process of converting all 86 of their over-the-air broadcast facilities to digital and will be adding new markets and locations until all markets have been completed by no later than August 2016. So it looks like at least one Canadian TV network plans on keeping over-the-air broadcasts. From the blog of Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota, Colombia, via Yimbir Gaviria, an update on the reactivated clandestine for Colombia, La Voz de la Resistencia, which he rediscovered active a few weeks ago, at 12 UT on 6070. Now he says it's operating on Sundays only at that hour, 12 to 13, and also Sunday afternoons at 21 to 22, but on a different frequency, 6080. It is not heard at other times on other days. Ron Howard in California continues to monitor two of the remaining low-power upper sideband transmissions of American Forces Network. 4319 from Diego Garcia, June 23rd at 1316, was not parallel to Guam on 5765. Guam had many short segments, while Diego Garcia had a longer talk show. On June 24th, he was able to tell that the talk show is Dr. Joy Brown. Zaharias Liangas in Greece found the Radio Cairo transmitter on 9305, accompanied by at least 13 spurious signals between 9070 and 9585, June 16th at 2040. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania found another new frequency for Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea, June 25th at 0320 to 0345, 9730 plus 30 hertz. Like all their frequencies are slightly off to the high side. It was parallel to 7175. Kai Ludwig in Germany reports that the 20-kilowatt transmitter on 882 kilohertz at Wachenbrunn, Germany, is to be closed down on July 4th. The Media Network blog, however, quotes radio.nl that another transmitter at the same location on 1323 kilohertz is also being turned off. That's the one which has been relaying Voice of Russia. Chris Greenway says that includes English from 05 to 09. In the rest of the day, it's German, Russian, and French. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal says it's been over a year since I last heard Radio Maria in Italy on 26,000 kilohertz. But they were audible for at least a very short period on the afternoon of June 23rd, 1514 UT with the Rosary. This is the station that was supposedly also testing DRM on a nearby frequency. Mark Davies in Wales also reports Radio Maria 26,000 via sporadic E at 1801 UT, June 24th. Shinya Hasegawa in Yokohama, Japan tells us that there are two new Pacific transmitters on almost the same medium wave frequency, 1440 kilohertz. He was on a de-expedition in late May and early June and heard KKMP, a new station on Saipan, which was 35 hertz above 1440. The FCC lists it only as a construction permit, and he also refers to it as STV radio. His DX friends, Hiro Nakagawa and Hiroyuki Okamura, were the ones who heard Radio Kiribati on another DX expedition in late May, and it was on exactly 1440 kilohertz. They recently moved up from 846, where they were much more DXable on a split frequency. More reports of the NATO broadcasts to Libya, sometimes referred to as Commando Solo. Saharis Liangas in Greece reports 10125 USB, June 19th at 12:15 with their usual message. But Luca Bottafiora in Italy reports 10404 USB, June 28th at 14:33 with announcements in English and Arabic, a good signal. Ron Howard reports the peninsular relay of Sarawak FM from Malaysia back to Sarawak on 9835 was back on the air after being off for several days, heard June 24th at 11:48, parallel to the frequency direct from Sarawak, 5030. 2 hours later, it was fair to good with vernacular programming, but an ID as Radio Malaysia Sarawak FM. ORTM, or Radio Mauritani, Mauritania, may still be heard on 7245 with widely varying sign-on times. On June 21st, they were already on at 0540, says Manuel Mendez in Spain. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania caught their actual sign-ons, or turn-ons, abruptly, June 23rd at 05:53, but June 25th not until 06:35. Bruce Fisher says, I've always enjoyed the music from Mauritania, but since they left 4845, I don't receive them well, nor on 7245, so I finally found them online and found it was the same programming as 7245 around 2300. So, if you want to hear them, apparently on the air all night on the webcast, go to www.radiomauritanie.mr. Ron Howard in California heard PMA The Cross Radio from Micronesia, again on the air much later than supposed to be, June 27th from 12:12. Still going when he tuned out at 12:51 on 4755.44, including a spot for Focus on the Family. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1571. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Our thanks to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina for his solstitial check in the mail. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Consult our website for much more information on the stories we mention here, the archive of DX Listening Digests via worldofradio.org. On June 27th, there was a parliamentary debate on public broadcasting in the Netherlands about funding for Radio Netherlands. By that time, they had collected more than 11,000 signatures on a petition to preserve the Dutch service and 7,000 signatures from listeners of the other nine languages. An alumnus of Radio Netherlands, Jonathan Marks, followed the debate and reports on his blog. The Minister of Culture refused to reconsider the budget reduction for Radio Netherlands worldwide. The station has 3 months to come up with a redundancy plan for the employees. That is a 70% cut in its funding in the next few years. However, Andy Sennett reports in Media Network that the final vote on this was delayed until June 30th. In BCDX, Barry Hartley in New Zealand reports that the schedules we've been seeing for Radio New Zealand International in various places, including their own website, are not correct. He says the AM transmitter always operates at 100 kilowatts and the DRM always at 50 kilowatts. Most of the day, the two transmitters feed two antennas each, with the transmitter powers being divided between the antennas. That means that 50 kilowatts AM is beamed at 35 and 325 degrees, giving a total of 100. The DRM transmitter does the same thing with 25 kilowatts beamed at 35 and 325 degrees for a total of 50. The combination of those two antennas gives a notional beam of due north, except for certain transmissions, which are 100 kilowatts on AM and 50 kilowatts on DRM. It's all rather confusing, but you can see his more detailed revised schedule of RNZI in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 11-26, via worldofradio.com. Ron Howard in California reports on Radio Fly, Papua New Guinea, 5960 and parallel 3915. June 27th at 1000 UT, they had a Radio Fly special program in English interviewing refugees and asylum seekers and about assimilating into the country. There were many IDs with a countdown before them, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At 1025, they went into Pop Rock and Island Dedications music show in Talk Pigeon. And an item about Radio Fly Community Development Foundation. He says 3915 was the best heard since it's been reactivated. He tuned out at 10:50. It had a very respectable signal for 1 kilowatt, helped by another day of outstanding propagation. But then the next day, June 28th, came this news. Sorry to report that Roseanne Kulupi, Rosie, the Radio Fly technician and announcer, is no longer with the station. She had certainly been very helpful in providing interesting insights into Radio Fly. I will miss her entertaining correspondence. Her final email says, "It's good to know that 3915 is above par on audio quality. Yes, we have a Radio Fly special on Monday nights, more or less like Radio Australia's current affair dealing with current issues. It's been great receiving feedback from you comparing both frequencies. I've resigned from this company, so officially as of yesterday, I no longer work for Ok Teddy Mining Limited. I'll hopefully be flying out on Thursday. Thank you for your time and effort." In the Radio Escutas group, Marcelo Pero in São Paulo State, Brazil, says he was surprised to hear a Paraguayan station on shortwave 7370. It was Radiodifusora America in Asunción, Nembi, June 25th at midnight 39 UT, with a sports report, some game being covered. This frequency is not listed in the handbook, although they do have it on 9905 in the AUKI list 24 hours a day, where I don't recall hearing it reported. 7370 might be a fifth harmonic of their medium wave 1480 if it is off frequency on 1474, as Renato Uliana suggests. However, the AUKI list did show this station 2 years ago on 7370 with 200 watts. 7370 might be a feeder they put on the air only for special occasions. About the Peruvian X-band station on 1640.02, Moritz von Driesche in Belgium has heard it at 0311 UT. The ID is now Radio Calicanto, K-A-L-I-K-A-N-T-O, changed from Radio Onda Cero in Chamaca. It was also heard several dates in May by Max van Arnhem in the Netherlands in the Benelux DX Club. The recent log by Maritz was on 1640.02, June 27th at 0311. In shortwave bulletin, much more about that new Peruvian on 3360.006, Radio JPJ. Thomas Nielsen says it is not a pirate or a harmonic, but a new license station. The call sign is OAW4Y in Lima. Heard it 0126, June 26th, but it's irregular. It was not heard between June 15th and 17th. It was originally heard by Hasse Mattisson in Sweden, and Henrik Clements has researched the background along with help from Alfredo Cagnotti in Peru. It does appear on an official government list of radio stations. The power is 1 kilowatt. The transmitter is located in Cerro Tinaja, district of Puente Piedra, province and department of Lima. The owner of the station is Jesus Parraga Jimenez, accounting for the name JPJ. They do have a website. So far, it has a pretty orange design, but nothing but an audio stream which launches automatically. It's www.radiojpj.com. Bruce Portzer in Seattle reports his best reception in ages from SIBC Haniara Solomon Islands, June 22nd at 11:40 on 5019.9. Pop tunes, DJ taking calls from listeners, 11:57 switched to religious talk, going back and forth between English and a vernacular, sign-off at 12:02 and then the national anthem. Three different frequencies of SLBC Sri Lanka reported, 11905, signing on at midnight 20 UT, June 24th, with local drums, says Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, followed by national anthem. Opening ID and announcements in Hindi at midnight 25, then religious recitations and Hindi chants, midnight 30, local instrumental music and Hindi vocals. 15745 was heard by David Sharp in New South Wales, with a test tone at 0124, June 13th, then the drum interval signal, national anthem, 0130 English ID. He says very strong today with dual path reception. And in Genova, Italy, Luca Bottofiore reports to BCL News, June 26th on 11750 at 1705 UT in Sinhala, talk and local pop music. The signal was sufficient to good. Bob Zanotti of the competing SwitzerlandInSound.com forwards a notice from the website of SwissInfo.ch that SBC plans to reduce the budget and staff at the online platform by one-third. That's the online service which replaced Swiss Radio International on shortwave. They're planning to merge the editorial departments in Swiss languages, German, French, and Italian. However, they do plan to add another foreign language, Russian. We have three reports of the new target broadcast to Uganda called Radio Ndiwulira. I'd better spell that again, Ndiwulira. It's on 17770 via Samara, Russia, Tuesdays and Saturdays only at 17 to 1730. Zaharis Liangas in Greece heard it June 18th at 1700, but it was very weak. Monsieur Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reports it June 21st, signing on late at 17:06 and signing off early at 17:16. There was a bit of English among the Luganda. And also reported by him on June 25th, a carrier at 1400, but no modulation until 14:11. I suspect he meant 3 hours later, those being local time. Walt Salmoni from British Columbia says, I just spent 3 weeks in Ukraine from late May and listened almost daily to BBC World Service to hear some news in English from the outside world. Using a Texan PL380 with just the small whip, reception was always very good on 12095. A valuable service, for sure, at least for travelers. David Alpert forwards a story from the Oakland Tribune via the Mercury News. Doomsday Herald, Harold Camping's show, goes off the air at the end of June. He twice incorrectly predicted the end of the world. Family Radio plans to replace his weekday segment Open Forum with new programming, after rebroadcasting the last show he recorded before suffering a stroke on June 9th. The story also says that Family Radio received $81 million in donations since 2005, according to records, but more recent statements have not been filed. Cabbing took no salary in 2009, but loaned himself $175,000. The board of directors approved the loan. Remember Ken Berryhill, who used to do Ken's Country Classics on WWCR? Now, we are both alumni of that station. He's been off for quite a while, but his original station in Nashville and the one he continued on was WRVU at Vanderbilt University. Now, that station has been sold to WPLN and converted to a classical music service. There's a long article about him in the Tennessean via Kevin Redding, ABDX, called Radio Pioneer Ken Berryhill Mourns the Passing of the Vanderbilt Station. It's in the new DX Listening Digest as well, 11/26. RadioInfo.com reported June 21st, the New York State Legislature passes an anti-pirate radio bill with potential jail time. The legislation creates the crime of unauthorized radio transmission and prohibits knowingly making a radio transmission on frequencies assigned and licensed by the FCC for use by AM and FM radio stations. Pirates convicted of a Class A misdemeanor could serve time in prison under the bill just passed in Albany. It's similar to existing laws in Florida and New Jersey, which give local authorities some jurisdiction over what had been an exclusively federal area. Local authorities can act more quickly to shut down pirates than the FCC, whose procedures can take months or years. Dan Hensley in Illinois says, I have a problem with this. Where do the states get their authority to make radio communications law at the state level? The statement, give local authorities jurisdiction over what had been an exclusively federal area, is quite mind-boggling and troublesome. All they did was mimic federal law already in place and double the effort, which makes absolutely no sense. This could prove troublesome in states mentioned for licensed radio amateurs because these broadly worded laws can easily be manipulated to give states jurisdiction over federally licensed hams operating legally. Quite a conundrum. Alo Presidente from Venezuela's Hugo Chavez via Cuba continued to be missing midday Sundays. Not heard June 19th or 26th, and now we know why. He's been in Cuba for emergency surgery. And according to El Nuevo Herald de Miami, quoting U.S. intelligence sources, his condition was critical but stable. I continue to hear some mysterious 1,000 hertz tone tests, possibly from new transmitters in Saudi Arabia or even Libya, June 29th between 12:47 and 14:01, 13610, 15500, and then 15550. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 28th. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3 July 3rd, 15 and 3 July 20th. Solar flux rising from 90 June 29th to a peak of only 100 July 12th to 15th, and down to 90 again by July 23rd. Remember to catch our new broadcast via WTWW. Thursdays at 2100 UT on 9479 and UT Sundays at 0400 on 5755. And that's World of Radio number 1571. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening and hoping you'll hear me again next week.